I'm kind of an introvert, so I spend most of my birding time on my own. But every now and then on a winter's day, I'm drawn to Canal Park in Duluth to look at gulls in the company of at least one or two and occasionally a dozen or so serious gull watchers. Saturday, I went over when some of the state's top birders were already gathered. Petter Svingen, one of only four birders who have seen over 400 species in Minnesota, had just arrived. Larry and Jan Kramer, who lead warbler walks for Duluth Audubon every May, were there, and Mike Hendrickson was holding a gull identification class. Petter and Mike were well stocked with bread, which they periodically tossed out to bring some of the gulls up close for viewing. Duluth's winter gull population is dominated by herring gulls, but visitors from the far north, such as Glaucus, Thayers, and Iceland, turn up every winter. The ring-billed gull, our city's most abundant gull in summer, usually heads south in winter, but a few have been sticking it out in recent years. One in particular sat on the break wall taking whole slices of bread out of the bag when people weren't paying attention. A few great black-backed gulls, abundant on the East Coast, work their way through the Great Lakes every winter, and this year a northern Pacific bird, the slaty-backed gull, has been appearing just about every day. The American Birding Association calls the slaty-backed gull a Code 3 bird, defined as a species that occurs, quote, in very low numbers but annually in the ABA checklist area. This includes visitors and rare breeding residents, end quote. Although it's so rare, it's not particularly a bird of concern for the American Bird Conservancy because it's a common coastal species of Northeast Asia. The first one ever reported in Minnesota was seen daily for over a week in July 2006 in Grand Marais, but that out-of-place bird was eventually found dead. That same year, though, two more slaty-backed gulls were found in Minnesota, and now there have been at least 9 state records, including this one, and 5 of them have been in St. Louis County. Most birders can't drop everything and rush to wherever a rare bird shows up, so most Minnesota birders have not seen one yet. Two different birders at Canal Park on Saturday were adding it to their life list. Coincidentally, the sighting was the number 300 species for both of them on their Minnesota lists. Birders who have reached 300 are considered members of the Minnesota Ornithologist Union's 300 Club, a major birding accomplishment. Two gulls considered Code 2, Thayers and Iceland gulls, are on the American Bird Conservancy's watch list as declining or rare continental species, but are regularly seen in winter in Duluth. Because of their conservation status, both of them are target species for my conservation big year, and because of their overall rarity, they were exciting for everyone to see. Mid-afternoon is when the gulls and birders start gathering at Canal Park each day. The birds seem to loaf around before flying further out on the lake for the night. A spotting scope is really valuable if you go there. When I was there, the single slaty-backed and several great black-backed gulls stayed well out where scopes were essential for verifying their identification. But many of the gulls stayed nice and close, and most birders are happy to give you quick looks at birds they've found at a distance through their scopes. If you ever want to figure out how to transform generic seagulls into separate species, Canal Park of a winter's afternoon is the right place to do it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.